Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. Today's topic, E.T. Among Us. That's correct, E.T. Among Us. Now that's the supposition coming out from a former Israeli defense bigwig who claims that aliens are hiding in plain sight. This comes from the New York Post. It says, aliens in hiding until mankind is ready, says ex-Israeli spacehead. And this article is by Aaron Feese. Dated December 7th, 2020. It says the truth may be out there, but nowhere near as out there is this tale. Space aliens have reached an agreement with the U.S. government to stay mum on the experiments they conduct on Earth, as well as their secret base on Mars, until mankind is ready to accept them, the former head of Israel's space program claimed in a new interview. Now, this guy, I believe, is about 87 years old. So some people are questioning his mental stability, if maybe this is an Alzheimer's, dementia, something like that. But the fact is, the notion that aliens have signed some sort of treaty with mankind goes clear back to the Eisenhower administration, when a lot of people put forth that notion. I can't think of the name of the treaty off the top of my head, but the idea was that the aliens would be allowed to abduct so many people, but they just couldn't kill them. And you have to wonder, when you see some of these cattle mutilations come up, and when you hear these abduction stories show up, and not just the stories themselves, but when you see what appear to be tracking devices that are placed in people, and they can't figure out where they come from, they're amalgams that aren't of this earth. I mean, you really wonder if something like this couldn't be true. Now it goes on, it says, the aliens have asked not to announce that they are here because humanity is not ready yet, Ham Isha told Israel paper Yerdoth Aramoth, according to the Jewish press. Well, people might not be ready because they might not be too keen on the notion of extermination. They might not be too ready because they've seen what their own deep state officials can do to them. Imagine what an advanced alien race, what kind of havoc that they could turn loose on the countryside. And although this story more than likely is not true, I mean, you know, you have to think of what are the plausible things. You have to allow that the notion that it could be true does strike a chord. And the notion that some type of alien or interdimensional force could be working in collusion with the deep state, that part would make sense. The idea that they've kept their entire planet on lockdown over this, what's obviously nowhere near a dangerous of a flu, this COVID thing that they've claimed it is, that this whole thing has been a scandemic, that they are continually trying to bully, intimidate, imprison people in their own homes and drive small businesses under. I mean, this cannot be disputed. The way this whole thing has been handled is crazy. And now they're talking about forced injections of this vaccine that they've hurried through the process. It doesn't take too big of a stretch of the imagination to imagine that there could be powers beyond the deep state that are behind this. But that remains to be seen. It goes on, it says, The Jewish press speculating that Eshed 87 may have gone to insanity and beyond goes on to unspool his tangled web, which claims the involvement of President Trump in the end interplanetary diplomacy. Now, give me a second here. The web page is trying to run away from me. Says Trump was on the verge of revealing alien existence, but the aliens in the Galactic Federation are saying, wait, let people calm down first. Eshed, who helmed Israel's space security program from 1981 to 2010, reportedly said, they don't want to start mass hysteria. They want to first make us sane and understanding. Well, I think you could replace those words with docile and compliant. That seems to be what they want. And maybe that's what this whole COVID scam is about. Until that day, aliens have secured an agreement to keep their own moves under wraps, said Ashed, noting that the extraterrestrials come in peace. That's a big thing to take on faith. They're asking us to take, because we have no proof. They have been waiting for humanity to evolve and reach a stage where we will generally understand what space and spaceships are, said Ashed, according to the Jewish press. Waiting for humanity to evolve. You know, humans are basically the same creatures they were when God made them. So there's nothing about evolution here. It's about people to be informed, perhaps. But all the information that we're getting, if you look at it from a logical, realistic standpoint, doesn't instill any kind of trust. It instills a lot of distrust. When people like Tom DeLonge come out and say that they've seen things that made them so upset they couldn't sleep or eat for 3 days. Even Nick Pope talks about things too terrible to talk about. It gives us the insight that maybe some of these guys that have had access to the deep state UFO files have seen things that are quite disturbing. We need to be given something to help us overcome that information, because right now, nothing's being done to build trust as far as I can see. It says they have been waiting for humanity to evolve and reach a stage where we will generally understand what space and spaceships are, said Ashed, according to the Jewish press. There's an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. Now, I have to interject here. By U.S. government, do you mean the elected officials? Do you mean the installed officials? Do you mean the deep state people that have been there for 40, 50 years? Because we certainly have two governments in this country, the government that the people think they elect, and then the bureaucrats that have been there since Roosevelt installed them. So there's a big question right there. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here. They too are researching and trying to understand the whole fabric of the universe, and they want us as helpers. Well, do they want us as helpers, or do they want us as lab rats? Because we're not getting a lot of questions answered, especially when it comes to things like people going missing in national parks. It would make a lot of sense if we found out that there was some type of alien force that was just taking these people and doing with them what they wished. That would make some kind of sense. It says one of the hubs of the cooperation is a base on Mars where, by the way, Ishid claims American astronauts have already set foot. That's a claim that's been made before, although it does seem pretty far-fetched. There's an underground base in the depths of Mars where the representatives are, and also are American astronauts, Ashed reportedly said. Ashed acknowledged that it all sounds like a science fiction, but claimed that some of his peers are coming around. If I had come up with what I'm saying today 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized. Wherever I've gone with this in academia, they've said the man has lost his mind. He reportedly said, today they're already talking differently. Have nothing to lose. I have received my degrees and awards. I am respected in universities and abroad. I am respected in universities abroad, where the trend is also changing. Former president, then it goes on. Now, here we go. This is the part of the article where we get to the cut and paste. Former President Barack Obama recently refused, in an interview with Late Show funny man Stephen Colbert, to confirm or deny the existence of extraterrestrial life based on top secret U.S. records. And then it says, that move, Colbert jokingly took as tacit confirmation. Now I just don't think that the presidents have been informed. You have to ask yourself, why would they? You know, why would the deep state give up the power that they have about alien existence by sharing that knowledge with somebody who's in office for maybe 4 or 8 years? It's an interesting article. I have it posted on ufowarning.com. I mean, take a look at it. This is a story that's been around for a while, and it's not just a story that he's told. This is a story that's been told by many people. Most people, I think, probably less respected, maybe fewer qualifications than this guy. I mean, he's a pretty high-ranking official, so you really wonder what's going on. Before I close, I just want to point out, I posted a couple of other articles on ufowarning.com as well, having to do with that, the two UFO sightings, I think there's in 2018, 2019, that have been quote-unquote leaked by the Defense Department, one where the pilot, or I guess would be the weapons guy in the back seat of the F/A-18 Hornet, photographed this cube-shaped UFO. I use the word cube roughly because we talked about it's kind of a jagged cube-shaped. It's in there. And then the article talks about it. I went back to the original, I linked to the original article on that. It's pretty in-depth, pretty in detail. And another part of that story is a supposed photograph of a triangle-shaped UFO that's circulating around. Now, they have an image, an artist rendering of what the pilot described that UFO to look like. But as yet, I have not seen the actual triangle. I guess I'm waiting to see if that shows up on YouTube with a watermark of a certain UFO company attached to it. We don't know. But it's starting to look like one of those, you know, coffee drip type disclosures where they give us a little bit at a time. And maybe they're just waiting, giving time for Elizondo to pick up the clues and make a History Channel documentary about it. I don't know. But this article, like I said, with this former Israeli intelligence guy talking about aliens living among us, you have to wonder, are these guys kept on a base somewhere? Are these aliens that look like us? Really very interesting stuff. It's a pretty good long article, pretty good read there, you could tell. Take a look at it, see what you think, ufowarning.com. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.